Good morning. Hello. Thank you, Ken. So grateful to be here again. So we're here for the thought of the day, quote 243. And we'll start out first sinking deeply into the recognition of our true self. And from there, we'll allow the quote to speak to us. So coming into the present moment, getting grounded right here, right now. Taking a few deep breaths, allowing the breath to bring us into the present moment. Allowing the body and the mind to settle in, becoming comfortable, and just noticing what's coming into awareness in this present moment, right now. Where is my attention? What are the body sensations? Focusing attention on the body sensations. Just noticing, simply with curiosity, what's here right now? And what is the mood or the emotion, the state of mind? Again, just with curiosity. There's nothing to fix. Focusing attention. And noticing what's coming into awareness as thoughts. Thoughts may be images. Just noticing, again, curiosity. No judgment or wanting to change or fix. Just noticing. just being curious about what's in awareness. And then recognizing that you're aware of being aware. Noticing is happening. And turning farther inward. Grabbing hold of the awareness that your awareness. Grabbing hold of the feeling, the knowing of awareness. The awareness has no body, no mind, no emotions. Focusing attention on being the awareness. If you are grounded in pure awareness, then simply stay there. But if you are distracted in the least bit, ask yourself, who do I think I am? Who am I? What do I think I am? A questioner asked Bhagavan, when we inquire within, who am I? What is that? And Bhagavan replies, it is the ego. It is only the ego which makes inquiry. The self has no inquiry. That which makes the inquiry is the ego. The quote, I, about which the inquiry is made, is also the ego. As the result of the inquiry, the ego ceases to exist. And only the self is found to exist. He's saying when the ego inquires into where it came from, it recognizes it doesn't even exist. To what am I giving my attention today? To my mind? To its stories? To its worries and fears and concerns? Or does my attention follow my heart in quiet trust, its knowing, its peace? Where am I? What do I think I am? Where is my attention? A corrective self-inquiry given by Holy Spirit. Where is my attention? To what am I giving my attention today? To my mind? To its stories, to its worries and fears and concerns, or does my attention follow my heart, its quiet trust, its knowing? Its peace. Where am I? What do I think I am? Where is my attention? Where is my attention? To what am I giving my attention today? To my mind, to its stories, to its worries and fears and concerns? Or does my attention follow my heart, its quiet trust, its knowing, its peace. Where am I? What do I think I am? Where is my attention? Where is my attention? To what am I giving my attention today? To my mind? To its stories? To its worries and fears and concerns? Or does my attention follow my heart, its quiet trust, its knowing, its peace? Where am I? What do I think I am? Where is my attention? Thank you for joining for quote 243 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share again today, and thank you for everyone who's come to recognize the truth with me this morning. Thank you for all that we all do to remember and honor our true self. Keeping our attention on it today. Thank you. Love you all. Bye-bye.